Canada might be the only nation on Earth that invented its favorite sport, has no other sport that comes close to it in popularity, and remains the best in the world at playing it. How big is hockey in Canada? They put the sport on their $5 bill. It is a picture of kids playing a pickup game on a pond and a quote from a beloved children's story, The Hockey Sweater. And it goes like this. The winters of my childhood were long, long seasons. We lived in three places, the school, the church, and the skating rink. But our real life was on the skating rink. That's right. On our Finsky, we put the Lincoln Memorial. They show pond hockey. Oh, Canada. That's why it killed them when they lost the Olympic gold medal in 1956. I'm not kidding you. I was out for dinner last week with two Canadian friends of mine, and they told me it still bothers them. No surprise, then, that it's a crisis of national confidence that no Canadian team has won NHL Stanley Cup since 1993. Despite our Civil War, the United States is far more unified than Canada is today. Its biggest province speaks French, and every couple of years threatens to break away. But hockey, and only hockey, brings them together. A few years ago, during the Stanley Cup playoffs, I was in Vancouver on business, and I was surprised to see signs in English-speaking Vancouver saying, "Go Habs," the Montreal Canadiens, that is, the last Canadian team left standing that year. You never saw that in the 80s. So great is the Canadiens' desire to take home the Cup again, they'll look past language, culture, and decades of bitter rivalry just to see their countrymen hoist the Cup once more. That's why all of Canada was cheering for Vancouver when their Canucks got to the Stanley Cup Finals. They even went ahead of the Boston Bruins 2-0 and then 3-2. The dream seemed that close. But it came down to a winner-take-all Game 7. NBC covered it in the United States, which got the highest ratings of any NHL game since 1973. Of course, that still meant it finished behind a rerun of NCIS. I don't even know what NCIS is. Is it related to CSI, the CIA, the NLRB? I have no idea. But it's more popular than hockey, I know that. But that's actually better than the Stanley Cup final ratings a few years ago, which finished behind a Food Channel show called How to Build a Better Burger. I kid you not. Few Americans outside of Boston noticed, but the Bruins beat the Canucks to take the Cup. Canadians were devastated. The locals trashed the town the way Detroit did when it won the World Series in 1984. But one big difference, Canadian parents actually turned their teenagers into the police after a riot. But there was a silver lining made official this week. The NHL approved the sale of the Atlanta Thrashers to Winnipeg, which had lost its first NHL team to Phoenix back in 1997. Not because they didn't love them, they packed the place every game, but because they couldn't get big TV money in a small market, and the exchange rate was killing them. They say the rich will find your fun, buy it, and sell it for a profit. So it's good to see the Canadians get some of their fun back. Go Winnipeg. Go Canada.